correct?
But it's not just distance, because you go over weirs and you go over all sorts of things. I would describe it as perilous. Would you agree, Shane?
Yeah, it can be, yeah. With the right training, though, everybody can take this within their stride, you know?
What level of skill or qualification do you need? Can a novice take part, or what way would you recommend someone who...
Probably not best suited to a novice, no. But a small amount of training, maybe 12 months under your belt, it's definitely an achievable goal, you know?
Mm. And, I mean, it's a big one, because it's part of the International Canoe Federation's Classic World Series.
Yeah, that's right. We're delighted this year to have a part of the World Series. So we've got a huge international entry coming in this year to take part in the race.
And there's a cash prize.
There are cash prizes in the international classes, yes. Yeah. So there'll be a hard fought this year.
I mean, it's not before its time that the Liffey Descent should be added to that, you know, to elevate it to that scale.
No, it's not, and it historically has been ad hoc on the calendar, but we've firmly got it established on the calendar this year, and the plan is to hold on to that positioning for the next couple of years, you know?
Mm. Now, there's an interesting thing or phenomenon. Because it was a very hot and dry summer, does that affect the race in any way?
Well, it does to a certain extent. The water levels in the rivers and the lakes and the basins are lower than we'd normally have this time of the year. So the expectation is that there's going to be lower water levels in the river, and the lake will be lower. And normally the river would be in flood conditions for the race, but we just won't have those conditions this year. So it turns it into an entirely new race. And so it's going to take more grit, more determination, more steel, really, to get a good result for yourself this year, you know?
Because I suppose when it's in flood and you hit rapids, you can, if you're good enough, you can get through them. But if the water is lower, there's a chance you can get stuck. You can hit something and capsize.
Absolutely, yeah. So and equally, it's a longer paddle when the water isn't carrying you as fast. So and fitness is going to play a huge part in the race this year.
Yeah, there are 10 weirs that you have to shoot when you're doing the Liffey Descent, and the very first one is at Strafford, and that's about 50 meters into the race. As soon as you start, you have to go over Strafford Weir, and it can be quite a bottleneck, and all sorts of things can happen.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the highlights on the race. It's not too far after the start line, just before the section into the jungle, as it's known. An experienced Liffey Descent competitor as yourself, I will remember it well.
You're mocking me now, Shane, because I took a nice old bath for myself at Strafford Weir when I did it once with my friend Morgan Cooper, who was a very, very experienced canoeist, and I couldn't have done it without him. Yeah, that was 2007. I found it like quite terrifying. The thing was, the training that I did, my worry all along was that I wouldn't be fit enough, or I wouldn't have the stamina. And I thought, my technique will be fine. And then on the day, because I put in the hours, the stamina and the fitness was fine. It was the technique. The technique is so important. You really have to get that down.
It is. And with Morgan there beside you, I'm sure you had a very experienced pilot on board.
Absolutely. The weirs can be terrifying. I think Palmerstown Weir, there's a wall of water at the bottom of it that must be 15, 20 feet high.
Yeah, it can be, that's for sure.
One of the great things about the Liffey Descent, people can go along and have a watch and have a look, and it really is wonderful for people to do that, because it's a great spectacle. But I know that canoeists really love to be cheered on. They just want to see people there, and people can go at lots of different points. Lucan Weir, for example, has lots of space.
Yeah, so it's a great spectacle for spectators. It's very easy for people to get involved. So Strafford is a great spot for spectating. Lucan, the little pocket park there in Lucan Village, is almost like a little natural amphitheatre.
Yeah.
And we have a commentator booth and stuff set up there that can talk people through what's happening in the race. And then lower down at the at Palmerstown and Wren's Nest with some sights. And then at the finish line in Island Bridge at the Garda Boat Club as well. There's a great festival atmosphere surrounding the race.
Yeah, that's class. Well, I'm delighted. I think it's long before it's time that the Liffey Descent has been added to the International Canoe Federation's Classic World Series. It's Saturday the 15th of September, and it's well worth going along and having a look. Shane Cronin from Canoeing Ireland, thanks a million for chatting to us.
Thanks, Roundus Joe. Cheers.
Take care. Thanks a lot. 087-4100-102 for your text. It's James Vincent McMorrow on Today FM. I think you're the